Welcome, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you. So glad that you've invited us to be along with you as we share some good stuff. And one of the things is the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Valentine City Park has a rentable pavilion, picnic tables, water, sand volleyball courts, and an entertainment stage. There's restrooms and showers available. They are closed during the winter months, but some primitive camping spots if you want to check that out in there. Stay in the Valentine City Park. It's a nice place for a family gathering. Go to visitvalentine.org for more details.
Discover Tri-State Livestock News. They deliver comprehensive agriculture coverage. They've been doing it for decades. Talk about dependable. A medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. Plus, there's a lot more to do there as well.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. You were going to share something today, I think, about grandmas.
Yes, my grandma's hands. This was written by Melinda Williams from Box Elder, and it was actually in the Rapid City Journal in 2001.
Oh, wow.
Hitting a bit of history. This is in memory of Louise Olson. My grandma's hands are wrinkled now, and the skin seems paper thin. But the story of a lifetime and its living lie therein. The substance and the strength of flesh have weakened over time, but the power of my grandma's hands is in memories brought to mind. My grandma's hands are nurturing, always reaching out, and drawing in and holding close, easing fear and doubt. I'd guess she seldom thought about the comfort she's bestowed, but anyone who's felt her touch would tell you it is so. I felt her hands so often as they wrapped round me in love, embracing and accepting, forgiving things I've done. And if I have been gone too long and too much time has passed, I just recall my grandma's hugs and the feelings all flood back. My grandma's hands have known hard work, but they labored not in vain. They've also held the rich rewards that from such labor came. They have not shrunk from any task, nor turned from any need. They've worked the barren grounds of life and planted them with seed. Her hands have taken threads and needle, making magic from mere cloth. They care and love in every piece, could never be store-bought. God's used her hands as tools, creating comfort, warmth, and beauty, as every stitch was testimony of love instead of duty. My grandma's hands have fed us all, and fed our souls as well. The kitchen wonders worked by her any more than I can tell. It never seems to be a task. Each meal seems to appear. The meats and sweets and holiday treats are gifts of love. That's clear. My grandma's hands are patient. They're kind and they are calm. A simple touch of grandma's hand works like healing balm. On restless spirits charging forth, not knowing how to live, my grandma's hands impart the wisdom her life has to give. Her hands have felt the pain of grief. With sorrow, they've been touched. They've held the dying spirits of ones they've loved so much. They've comforted and eased the way and shrunk not from the night, knowing shadows in the dark are pierced by God's own light. You might think my grandma's hands are only flesh and bone, and when you touch them, you might think she's simply growing old. But if you knew my grandma, you would never hesitate to swear her hands are embodied all the good things God creates. When the life is gone and her hands are still, her touch will still be felt. And if you said I had her hands, it'd be quite a compliment. I think if it were possible for us to truly see on every angel in God's heaven, there my grandma's hands would be. Again, Melinda Williams.
And thanks for sharing that today on The Good Stuff, Kim. If you have something you'd like to share, well, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and maybe one day it pops up right here on your local radio station on The Good Stuff.